The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new year, 2012. Absolutely incredible. We have so many unbelievable things in store for you this year. I can't wait to introduce some of the upcoming guests that we're going to have on the show, and today is no exception. Why are so many people sailing at half-mast? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long? Well, they don't even remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore. You know, too many individuals suffer from a condition, and it is a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they really don't know any other way to be. Well, not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body and one mind at a time. Now, I don't know what your favorite movie is. I'll tell you, one of my favorite movies, actually one of my favorite trilogies, is The Lord of the Rings, and one of my favorites is really Return of the King. And if any of you have ever watched that movie before, there's actually a quote that takes place near the end of that movie, which is just, it went right through me, literally went right through me. I thought it was one of the most incredible quotes I had ever heard, and it goes like this. Don't put your life off for one more second. Start the process of change today. The quality of your future literally depends upon it. And as Elrond, the Elf King, said to Aragorn in The Return of the King, become who you were born to be. Have you ever wanted to find the true secret to a successful and fulfilling life? Well, of course you have. I mean, who wouldn't want to live a life of abundance? And I'm talking about, obviously, in every sense of the word. If you are not presently living a life of abundance, are you then a victim of your present circumstances? Do you always seem to end up exactly where you never wanted to be in the first place? Are you addicted to never-ending excuses for your lack of abundance? And do you blame others for your present situation? And if you said yes to any of those questions, well, guess what? You're far from alone. In fact, the majority of people do not experience true happiness in their lives. And worse yet, they do nothing. And I'm serious, they do absolutely nothing to change their present situation. Always hoping for a miracle to occur, playing the so-called lottery of life card. The fact is, life is a miracle. But existing is not. We need to learn how to truly embrace our lives and start living again, not merely existing. Why do we settle for mediocrity when we can have the ability to be so much more? Is it laziness? Is it acceptance of our current situation? Is it lack of knowledge on what to do and where to begin on getting out of our present situation and on with the life that we were meant to live? I mean, these are all million-dollar questions when you really think about it. Today on Transforming Health, to experience greatness within all aspects of our lives, we must first learn to become better people. And I'm talking about in every area of our life. Today's special guest is a widely recognized expert and thought leader in the fields of peak performance, mental health, and personal development. Combining his background As an NFL pro with extensive research on the mental aspects of performance, his work has helped countless individuals increase what he calls intuitive intelligence, at the same time eliminating stress and improving career performance. He's been featured in major media, including the New York Times, CIO Insight, ESPN, Examiner.com, and the Holistic Success Show, among others. Please welcome the founder of the Vaughn Center. We have the one and only Damien Vaughn with us today. Damien, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be part of such an awe-inspiring program and to be with you, Brad, and all of your listeners. I wish everyone listening today the best of this new year to come, and I hope to be on this path with you and achieving something even beyond our own imagination.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I couldn't think of a better person to start the new year off. I mean, this is what you do. You motivate people. You motivate not just athletes. You motivate career people in every aspect of that word. You deal with a lot of individuals as a life coach. You deal with a lot of individuals in, you know, just everyday business. And I want to talk about all these aspects. I want to bring it together today so that people really walk away with an understanding of what they can apply to their lives starting today, not starting next week and in the week after. But really not putting their life off any further. And to get into it, I mean, you started your career as this very successful NFL tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And in fact, you were the first Brazilian to play in the NFL. So the question is, how do you shift from being this, you know, elite professional athlete to becoming the success coach and really a leadership trainer? What was the factor within your life that made that happen?
Well, there are many factors. As an athlete, you know, we all, whether it's in Little League or high school athletics or amateur athletics or college or pro, there are certain fundamentals that allow us to succeed. But it's interesting that some of those, what we'll call fundamentals, can, in fact, inhibit your progress and development. And I'll talk a little bit about that later, which has really led me, influenced my decision to get into this field of helping others. But in sports, we have that unique opportunity in real time to test our will, to test our strengths, to test our weaknesses, and it affords us that ability to put them to test and work through them to develop ourselves and develop our skills, challenge ourselves. So, you know, that's no secret. Sport is famous for that. But what's interesting about, at least from my own personal development, what happened was that I was very, very competitive. Like, you know, any professional athlete, you become hyper-competitive. And anyone that's kind of achievement-oriented in terms of their perspective and approach towards life can become and slip into this this modality of hyper-competitiveness. And that hyper-competitiveness became a very much of a kind of a comparative mindset, which I like to refer to as the compare-to-compete mindset. So first, it's the idea and understanding of how do we get off the couch and get moving, and how do we get into this process of achieving our goals. But then once you get that those mechanics working for you, then how do you keep that into balance? How do you enjoy the process? And that's really what the second part of my life and career has been about, is living a life of flourishing and thriving, as opposed to just constantly stressing and struggling to continue this this kind of climbing for achievement. So right at this moment, and what I really feel like a lot of folks need to do is learn how to really own the present moment. And you know, look, everything we're going to talk about today, we live in an information age. There's an abundance, an overabundance of information out there. And we all kind of can intellectualize, we can comprehend all the things that we'll talk about, Brad, but the issue is, how do we actually own it? How do we become it? How,
right,
how can we live it, be it, breathe it, know it like the palm of our hand? You know, it's like, how can we know it so well that we are identified with it, that we just own it.
Obviously those are important questions that we need answered or need to try to answer today anyway. But, you know, you bring up something very important. You talk about this hyper-competitiveness, and, you know, instantly I related with that terminology because, you know, myself, in my life, I've always pushed myself to do better. You know, I'd write a book, and then it would be like, okay, well, that book is done. Now I've got to write another book, and really never just enjoy the achievements that I had made. And I think, do you think a lot of people that are very driven are like that, where they don't really take the time to celebrate the victories in their lives?
Yeah, there's a misunderstanding of what celebration and experiencing some level of satisfaction. And high achievers tend to look at that, or at least interpret that, as being complacent. And overachievers are afraid, very much afraid of complacency. And there's something very wrong with that. And this is really the delicate balance and dynamic balance of understanding how to push ourselves, push these thresholds for growth, but also understand how to become increasingly involved in joy in the process. And this is the old adage of, you know, it's about the journey, not the destination, and
right,
learning how to become intrinsically motivated. And I would say, if there's one thing, and we'll go over this a number of times, I'm sure, if there's one thing that I'll mention now, and I'll mention many times over the course of our talk and conversation, if there's one thing that we need to learn how to do, is to train, condition, force ourselves to become more intrinsically motivated. In other words, do things for the sake of the task. Do it for the sake of the task, not the outcome. Forget about the outcome. You know, set your goals, set your intentions with clarity in the beginning, but then put them to rest and get
right. I love that. I love that because, you know, being in a driven society, as you had mentioned, I mean, a lot of people really do things for the wrong reasons. I mean, let's face it, you probably deal with a lot of these individuals, I do, where there's a lot of people that are really not living their life purpose, right? They're basically going from point A to point B. They're in jobs that they really don't like. They're not motivated to even get up in the morning because it really is not their purpose in life. So I think it's very important what you said. You spoke about owning the present moment and really enjoying life, enjoying what you are doing presently, living in the power of the here and the now. And we're going to go out to a break, Damien. When we come back, I want to talk a little more about that. I want to talk about how you instill that within your clients, because I think that is one of the missing elements to happiness. I really do believe that, and I want to get your take on that as soon as we come back with more of Transforming Health with Brad King, my guest today, the one and only Damien Vaughn, and we will be right back. Do not go anywhere.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Mark your calendar and set an alarm so you do not miss the highly acclaimed talk show, Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones. Tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central, and 10 a.m. Pacific for inspirational, oftentimes edgy discussions on all that life brings our way with celebrity guests, world-famous authors, and everyday people dedicated to sharing positive, uplifting messages. Tina Marie Jones brings you the very best in talk radio discussions, guaranteed to make you smile.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Transforming Health. We're talking about many subjects today of taking your life to the next level, what you need to learn, what you need to apply to your life to make that a reality. And, you know, so many people, what I say is sail at half mast. They, you know, go from point A to point B and they don't do it in style. And, you know, the majority of us need to just wake up and realize we're the only ones that are going to make a change within our lives. We can't wait for anyone else to do that for us. I mean, that's almost like saying, I'm going to go to the doctor in order to stay healthy. It doesn't work that way. We've got to do the work ourselves. And we're talking about peak performance. We're talking about mental health and personal development. And, you know, millions of people around the globe are on an endless search for self-discovery. And let's face it, everything we do in life is to ultimately arrive at what we would call the gates of happiness. And too many of us just aren't sure how to get there. And Dr. Robert Anthony once said, you can have anything you want if you will give up the belief that you can't have it. How many of us are slaves to our limiting self-beliefs and addicted to our never-ending excuses? Too many times we limit ourselves with false beliefs that we accept as undeniable truths. For example, that we're too old or not old enough or too out of shape or too far gone or too lazy or not good looking enough or not rich enough or just not good enough. Many of us steer ourselves right into the path of these false beliefs until they become our reality. And the point is, perception always equals reality. Mark Twain said it best, I've been through some terrible things in my life, some of which actually happened. Once you learn the keys to achieving personal leadership and actually apply them to your life takes on an entirely new meaning, one that is conducive to greatness. And I have just the person to help guide our lives in that right direction. He's a former NFL player for the Cincinnati Bengals and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Today's guest has enhanced his intensity for athletics, business, and life through the study of the mind over the last 15 years. The subjects that he now teaches are a blend of Eastern wisdom traditions, conventional science, quantum physics, neuroscience, and the science of mindful awareness. Please welcome back the founder of the Vaughn Center, Damien Vaughn. Damien, before we went to the last break, we were talking about intrinsic motivation. I want you to just open up with that again. I want you to explain what you mean when you talk about being intrinsically motivated. And then I want to talk a little bit about how do we learn to enjoy the here and now, because that is much easier said than done.
Yeah. Well, those are two huge, huge issues that, without question, when we master those, we really take life. We take the reins of our own life, and that's found very much in the moment that we're finding ourselves in right now as we listen and we contemplate these issues. I'll give you an example just from a personal experience, and it has to do with sports. This went into my college career. And what you'll find oftentimes, this is an issue that we all struggle with, and very much it's an issue in sports as well. Athletes are conditioned to become very sensitive to and dependent upon the approval of their coaches, so authority figures. And we're just, you know, we're molded that way, we're conditioned that way, we're trained that way, and it's a tough modality to break. It's a tough habit to break. And what I found myself in my college career, I was very, very motivated and very driven, very perseverant, just very, very determined to succeed. I had a meditation practice under my belt of actually at that point, you know, into my college career, several years of a consistent practice. But for some reason, it wasn't really falling into place. I wasn't achieving the success that I visualized, you know, and this is something that I practice on a regular basis, seeing the end result, seeing the outcome. But what happened is I just become overly preoccupied with that outcome, and I forgot about the process.
Right.
And what happened was I wasn't making ends meet because the end was my process, and my process was just not technically sound enough to achieve the result that I wanted. So what happens is we step into a negotiation, we step into, you know, conversations with in a social situation, we step into business situations, we step onto the field with this outcome in mind, but then we become so focused on that outcome that we forget about being spontaneous, creative, intuitive, how to adapt, how to step into what is most nourishing for the situation. And so what an example was, you know, my junior year in college, I was really, really driven and really working hard toward becoming a conference leader. So I was a tight end, and I wanted to be the top tight end in my conference. This is something, this is my mantra. I want to be the top tight end in my conference. And, you know, it didn't happen. And this is really, to simplify this, every game that I would step onto the field, I'm thinking about being that best tight end in the conference. That's a really large, overarching, big kind of long-term goal that I would step into these present situations in the game thinking about. And I was just so confused why I wasn't working out, because clearly I was practicing this art of setting my goals with clarity and with conviction. But then what happened was I learned how to recapture how to be present, how to step into moment by moment by moment, process by process by process, task by task by task. And when I did that, went into my senior year, and I had this transformative season that catapulted me from being a marginal player into a drafted NFL player. And it had everything to do with having clarity of my overarching long-term goals, but then putting them to rest and allowing myself to focus on these micro goals in the moment. How do I perform a technique? How do I perform a task to its best? How do I really become heightened and receptive, sensitive to the environment and what's needed so I can become more intuitive? And these were the things that I focused on, and the result was moving from, like I said, a marginal player into becoming, at that time, I was the first person drafted out of my school in about 10 years. So it was quite a feat.
So how do you transfer that onto your clients? Your clients are coming to you, they want to be more successful, or maybe they're already super successful, but they want to learn how to balance their lives. How do you teach them the skills that are necessary to live in the present? Because as I mentioned, you know, it's one thing for you to say that you, you know, you learned the steps along the way. It's another thing for someone who's very driven to not constantly think of the future or even the past. How do we live in the here and now?
Yeah, that is exactly it. We are so stuck in time, and as you said, stuck into the future. What are we expecting out of this situation? What's the outcome? What's the result that we expect in the future? Or we're stuck in the past. What did so-and-so say or do to me? What was the situation that might have caused pain in my life in which I'm holding some grievance or grudge, or even a past success that I'm hanging on to that really isn't translating into my current situation?
Right.
So we just get so stuck into our minds that we're not into the present. And here's the thing. When we are in our minds, it's guaranteed that we are not present. You know, when we're thinking about something, a thought can be one of two things, the future or the past, always. And in truth, it's really dominated by the past, because even our thoughts of the future are influenced by past conditioning. So really, the past is dominating what we're doing and how we're acting and how we're thinking.
So, Damien, how do we change that?
How do we change that? Okay, this is very much about becoming grounded. So there are many different ways, and I'll tell you that the fundamental and principal application or tactic or technique or practice that I make sure every client, every person that I deal with learns how to do as a regular way of life is some form of a meditational practice. Now, this could be the traditional techniques of, you know, sitting in a meditation position with your eyes closed for anywhere from 10 to 30 minutes, or this can be simply becoming aware of using anchors throughout the day to become aware of your breath in many multiple times throughout the day. But in other words, we're doing things to pull the reins and become engaged. It's literally clearing your minds and getting engaged. And that's a simple mantra that we could use. Clear your mind, get engaged. Clear your mind, get engaged. Clear your mind, get engaged. Get here. Be present. And even saying that
right.
can allow you to shift your awareness to becoming aware of what's going on. Another really easy thing to do is just become aware of your subtle body. In other words, not what our set, you know, we navigate and we experience reality through our five senses, but the sixth sense is something that we refer to as interoception, the ability to experience our inner body or our subtle body. And that would be the experience of what it is like within the body itself. And that's a very simple tactic to become present, is to become aware of our inner body.
Now, don't you think, and I know you deal a lot with this in your career and your trainings, is stress and the effect that stress has on our lives. I mean, really, when you really think about it, it is the number one killer, whether people put two and two together. I mean, it is. It's behind almost every single disorder, disease that we know of. It's even behind obesity. So living in the here and now, what you're talking about, clearing your mind, enjoying the present, wouldn't that really, when you think about it, be a way to completely alleviate the stress response?
Yeah. Well, as you said, it is a human epidemic. It's tied directly or indirectly to all the leading causes of accelerated death and aging, and all of these issues that we're dealing with are just amplified by living in a stress-based way of life. And this is a whole package. You know, we kind of buy into this package of living a life based on our past conditioning, living a life that is based upon gaining someone's approval, that's increasingly extrinsic in terms of our motivation. So again, outcome oriented. We're constantly seeking someone's approval or not. And we're not taking conscious control of our actions, our thoughts, our behaviors, our perspectives, our beliefs, our way of life. And this is it. That is the ticket. That's the key. That's the gateway. And that gateway is all about becoming more and more grounded into the present moment.
Okay, that's a great way to end off the beginning of the second half of the show, because we got to go to a break right now. And when we come back, get your pad of paper out, get a pen, because Damien is going to be giving us some unbelievable tips that we're going to need in order to take our life to the next level. He's actually written a book, which is coming out really soon, called The Seven Principles of Living a State of Flow. He's going to share those principles with us. I've asked him to do that, and he is definitely going to be giving us exactly what those principles are. So we will be back with the second half of Transforming Health right after these messages. Do not go anywhere. I guarantee you this is life-changing information.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Ask Theo Live is talk radio like you've never heard before. Following her near-death experience, world-renowned author and spiritual medium Sheila Gillette became the direct voice channel for Theo, a consortium of 12 archangels. Through this unique channel, Sheila and her co-host Marcus Gillette present you with an opportunity to speak directly with Theo live on air on any topic you wish to discuss, including receiving authentic messages from deceased loved ones and angelic guides. Get the answer you need by tuning in to Ask Theo Live Talk Radio Radio, Tuesday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on 7th Wave Network.
Are you living your vital life? One that is showcasing you at your full potential? There are many issues that stand in the way of most people achieving their full potential. We will discuss these issues and how to overcome them each week on The Vital Life, Awakening Your Full Potential, with host Dr. Carolyn Coker Ross. Living the vital life often requires that we trust our own intuitive voice and that we view illness or life challenges as calls to action to reconnect with the deeper urges of our spirit or soul. Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hey, welcome back to the second half of Transforming Health. And if you haven't done so already, please join me on Facebook. All you have to do is go into Transforming Health with Brad King. Join the page. We're going to be giving away all sorts of incredible gifts, plus sharing some life-changing information with you. We have over 30,000 fans so far and growing. I mean, the information and these guests are absolutely incredible. So please help us spread that word. And also, you can join me on Twitter if you like, the King of Health on Twitter, and we give you updates on there as well. So, you know, someone very famous once said, watch your thoughts because they become words, and watch your words, they become actions. Watch your actions, they become habits, and watch your habits, they become character. Watch your character, it becomes your destiny. In order to transform your life, you have to first and foremost get rid of your false limiting self-beliefs and stop being a victim of your circumstances. Too many people do that already. Your self-image guides your habits and affects not only you, but how others perceive you. So if you see yourself as someone who just can't get ahead or do anything right no matter what you do, you may be subconsciously guiding yourself in that very direction. On the other hand, when you consciously try to trade negative habits and ideas for more positive ones, well, your self-image eventually accepts these habits and ideas as your new reality. In other words, act as if you're already the person that you want to be. Today on Transforming Health, we've invited a leading transformational expert to help guide us on this path to greatness. Today's special guest is a widely recognized expert and thought leader in the fields of peak performance, mental health, and personal development. He combines his background as an ex-NFL pro with extensive research on the mental aspects of performance. He's worked with countless individuals. He increases what we call intuitive intelligence. He eliminates stress and improves career performance. And he's been on numerous media outlets, the New York Times, CIO Insight, ESPN, Examiner, The Holistic Success Show, and the list goes on. Please, once again, welcome the founder of the Vaughn Center. We have Damien Vaughn with us. Damien, you talk a lot about this intuitive intelligence. Can you tell us what you really mean by that?
Well, intuition we can think of as the highest form of human intelligence. We can understand this as very much as a physiological construct as well. Something that when we say that we have a gut feeling or we feel something in our heart, we have a complex web of neurocardiocytes wrapping around our heart, wrapping around our intestines, and information arises. And you know, there's debate as to whether the brain is the peripheral heart or is the heart a peripheral brain. And quite a lot of very powerful information arises from this level. However, we become constricted when there's too much chatter, when there's just too much internal dialogue, there's too much noise going on. We're too preoccupied with what's out there, what's in our head, that we can't hear it. And when the distortion is there, when there's too much noise, we can't pick up these really subtle signals that come from our intuitive voice. And so the number one thing to do here is to learn as a daily way of life how to create more calm, create more space, create more quiet within. And as a result, we allow for the possibility to listen and hear this. And intuition is something that's instant, it's fast, it's light speed. And when we're able to create this channel of receiving the information, communicating in this way, then we are able to really anticipate. We become faster in our decision making. We become spontaneous in our decision making, and it's also right action.
So you're a believer in that, basically listening to your gut, so to speak.
Listen to your gut, absolutely. When you have clarity of who you are, what you really, really want, that these desires that you have come from a place not that isn't ego-derived, but is coming from a deeper place within you, then we have clarity of what is the framework under which, within which I'm going to operate and live my life.
Right.
And when we have clarity in that area, there's significant meaning and it's clear, then we can listen to our intuition. And we know.
What would you want to share with the listeners about finding their true passion or their true happiness in life? Because, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, there are a lot of people that are stuck in the rut of life, right? They're going from point A to point B. They're not enjoying the journey. They're not doing things that really inspire them to get up in the morning. They complain a lot, but they never seem to be able to change their present circumstances. So what would you say to these people about how you would first try to find that, whatever that passion is in your life? Because a lot of people, let's face it, don't even know what that passion truly is at this point.
Yeah. Well, let's look at this. I mean, we look at a lot of different paths for happiness, and it's such a subjective phenomenon, right? To some, it might be sought through a meaningful relationship. To others, it might be sought through achievements and accomplishments and recognition. Others might seek it through a day at the spa or a rich piece of chocolate. Some might even seek it through accumulation of more money or perceived financial security. But contrary to what many people believe, the path to happiness is one with no destination. There is no place to go out there. And we keep putting that carrot stick out there for happiness, and we'll never get there. It's always here and now. It's always finding it in the present moment. So, you know, just to kind of speak quickly into some of these principles that I promised I would share with
right.
you, there are some basic assumptions here first. Before we talk about these principles, there's rules to this new game. The old paradigm, the old game that we're playing has to do with this fight or flight response. We're fighting to survive. It's about stress. It's about struggle. You know, time is our most scarce resource. Success is a zero-sum game. These are rules that we've embodied and adhere to that are just plain not only are they underserving, but they're just wrong. Okay, so we need to adopt these new rules of the new game, okay? And number one, this first rule of engagement is that success is a choice. It's a choice. You make that choice. It's not someone else's choice. It's not a parent. It's not a friend. It's not a boss. It's not some authority figure. It's not your culture. It's not your time in terms of where we live and what dominates the mentality of human civilization at this time. Success is your choice, and until you adopt that with conviction, then nothing else that we talk about will be worth anything. We need to understand and commit to that understanding that success is your choice. You make the choice for it.
Right, I love that.
So what would number two be? We need to have clarity. We have to set goals for everything we do. It doesn't mean that we're always watching and measuring what we do like we're little scientists, you know, and we're our own experiment constantly. We don't need to have such a discerning eye, but we need to have clarity of intent for longer-term goals, which I talked about earlier in the segment, but then let them go. Put them to rest and understand how to establish these micro goals that are process oriented. So we need to have clarity of our intentions. Always have clarity of intent. Every single moment, every day when we wake up, we need to clarify our intentions. Then we need to channel, the third is that we need to channel our strengths. We need to adopt this rule that we are always going to cater and channel our strengths. And we're not talking about necessarily technical strengths like I can write a great spreadsheet. It's that we are channeling these virtues that are perennial virtues within us, that are character strengths, that are enduring, sustainable, that we've had them when we were children, we have them today, and we'll have them when we take our last breath. We need to learn how to channel whatever it is we're doing and whatever occupation we find ourselves in. When we can channel those with clarity, with ease, then we'll be living optimally.
Give us an example of that. Just give us an example in your own life about channeling your strength.
Well, okay, one strength that I've always had, okay, which seems paradoxical for, you know, this kind of hyper-aggressive A-type football mentality, one of my greatest strengths was the capacity to have to listen, to have compassion, wisdom. These are all things that were just natural to me. And so rather than fight against it, I chose to create a career in which I could channel these strengths. Strengths like these aren't necessarily something that one might think you could create a financial way of life. You know, it's like, okay, well, I have compassion. I listen to others. But if maybe if we're not that creative, we wouldn't really think about, well, how could we create a life that I could create income for myself and to support myself and my family by using that as a strength. But that's, in fact, something that I decided to do. And as a coach, as now a scientist, as a researcher, and as a teacher, these are things that I use every single day.
Beautiful. What's number four?
Okay, number four is become one with what you do. So this is becoming immersed into the activity. So no matter what you're doing, you give yourself permission. Let go of whatever you think is happening, whatever so-and-so is thinking, whatever you're supposed to do next, let go. Give yourself permission to be one with what you do. So that's just getting immersed into the activity, knowing your skills as it matches up to the demands of the situation. Pay attention to whatever is happening around you and within you, and become as clear as you can so you can pick up on cues, pick up on feedback from the situation, the environment, those around you, as well as the cues within you, your gut feelings and your intuition, your hunches.
So Damon, you're talking, when you talk about becoming immersed in the activity, you're not just talking about business or sport. You're talking about life. You're talking about relationships, actually putting yourself there at that moment with that person you're with and just being in that moment with them.
Absolutely. Here's another great sports example. One of the things that a lot of pro athletes will do, we're taught to, there's this kind of thing that the saying the coaches perpetuate, which is something like, it's easy to perform to give your best when we're all watching, but it's what you do behind closed doors is really the mark of a true champion. What are you doing when no one's watching?
Yeah.
How do we interpret that? Okay, others will pay attention to their nutrition, they'll get proper rest, they'll work out, they'll do extra things to stretch, to help their bodies recover. But one of the things that they don't pay attention to is they're always thinking about tomorrow's game or tomorrow's practice. They're always thinking about the next day. And because we're always locked up in our minds thinking about the future, we're not engaged in the moment. Flow happens, optimal engagement, the zone, whatever, effortless action, all these great vital engagement, all these great terms that we use to describe this feeling of optimal performance, optimal engagement, whatever you do has to do with being present moment aware and immersed in what you're doing. So rather than, you know, while you're washing your dishes, thinking about tomorrow, you become one with washing your dishes. If you're walking the dog, become one with that activity. In fact, going grocery shopping is your training for performing well in your negotiation tomorrow at this business meeting. So where most of us tend to think about, well, the more I think about and ruminate about how things are going to go, or the more I try to think about tomorrow, the better I'll be. That's not true.
And what's so beautiful about what you're saying, Damien, is it doesn't matter what you do in life. It doesn't matter what you choose to do. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. It's how do you choose to do it while you're doing it? I mean, we all have had experiences with the best waiters we've ever experienced in our life and said, wow, you know, that person has made me feel absolutely incredible. We've gone to buy shoes and had the best salesperson ever, as if they truly loved what they were doing, and you know, they made you feel that way, and in turn they truly believed that this was their calling. And I love that. I love that insight. We're going to come back with the last segment of Transforming Health. You've got three more tips to share with us. You went through the first four. We will be right back. Do not go anywhere. We'll be sharing some, once again, life-changing information.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
If you're someone who lives by the adage, you only live once, and ask yourself, how long do I want to remain alive? You know, life is not just about living or simply existing. It's about being alive while we're here on this earth. And life is definitely a miracle, but feeling alive is a constant work in progress. And one of my favorites, Oscar Wilde, once said, to live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. It's never too early, and it's never too late, for that matter, to change your habits for the better, because your past does not have to equal your future. And if you learn to alter your negative patterns for healthier, positive ones, and if you make the decision to let go of the victim of your circumstances attitude, you can change the course of your very destiny. He's a former NFL player for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's enhanced his intensity for athletics and business and life through the study of the mind, and he's done this over the last 15 years. Please, once again, welcome from the Vaughn Center, Damien Vaughn. Damien, you were sharing the principles from your new upcoming book, The Seven Principles of Living a State of Flow, and we got to number five. What is number five?
Well, I should say these were actually the rules, setting the assumptions for the principles, but I think given our time, we might just focus on the rules for now.
Okay.
So we got rules, we got principles, but there's these basic assumptions that we need to adopt. And the fifth one, you actually already alluded to it in our in the last segment, which is finding joy and forcing yourself to find joy in the action. So it's learning to find deep satisfaction in whatever the circumstances are available to you. So this is the principle of savoring. Okay, savoring something. We can savor something from the past. We can savor actually something into the future. But most importantly is savoring the experiences of the moment. Now, this isn't just about, well, you know, a happy-go-lucky idea. This is a very refined use of attention. It's a very refined way to regulate attention, to regulate emotion, and provide the conditioning. Literally, when we're savoring, we're reshaping the circuitry of our brain to give rise to more frequent positive affect, more frequent positive emotions, positive thoughts, positive experiences. Savoring is a very profound, very powerful thing to do. So, and it's a very important principle to practice on a regular, daily basis. So this is the satisfaction, this joy in action is, it really arises through the clarity of the meaning that you have in your life. So really having clarity in what the meaning is, the overarching purpose, how we contribute, what it is that we can do to serve in some way with the actions, our occupations, with whatever it is we're doing. If we can find meaning in it, then this will give rise to this framework to have much more joy and vital engagement in the actions we choose. And as long as the actions we choose are in alignment with this overarching overarching meaning, then we are going to have this sense of the sense of really being a catalyst for positivity. As you mentioned, might be a salesperson that you interact with that you just feel so inspired by. when you become this touch point for inspiration, when you are really embodying the ability to become one with what you do and become immersed into it and find joy, practicing joy in action.
I love that. Damien, what do you want to say to, the majority of people that are listening right now who are stuck in this unbelievable information age that you pointed out at the very beginning that causes so much stress within our lives? We live in a time now where people are having relationships via text messages and breaking up their relationships via text messages. There's no one-on-one interaction anymore. It's like, people go on dates and they bring their phones and they're not even looking at the person that they're with, or they go into business meetings and they're constantly preoccupied by this information technology. What do you want to say to these people?
Well, yes, there are so many benefits, and it would be an entirely different segment on what technology affords us. But it's interesting, on the other side, how much it creates separation in our lives, in our most important relationships and the potential for new relationships. And look, I mean, there's so many benefits to it. But most importantly, this is just another instrument that we use to pull us away from being authentic, to living the life that we are really seeking to live. And it's just another distraction. We're so prone to distraction that technology, for the most part, is used by people to continue to perpetuate this habit toward distraction. Let it go. Make time every single day. Most importantly, in the morning, we need to have rituals every single morning. Before you step out there, don't just step out into a world that's going to juggle you around and push you around and tell you where to go and what to do. Set the intention every single morning that you are going to be present, that you're going to be engaged, that you make the choice. You make that choice every single moment. Set that intention with so much conviction that you'll remember it at noon. You'll remember it at 6 p.m. You'll remember it at 8 p.m. as you get ready to set the tone for yourself to get rest and go to sleep that night. So we really need to have these rituals every single day to capture the present moment, to reset, re-engage, to reconnect with our heart, with our soul, with what it really means to be you, to live your life as you choose it. And if we don't do that, then we just get into this habit that's so easy. You go from the text message to the email to the phone call. I mean, so many people can't even sit in silence just for a moment. It's like we got to fill it up with something. It's like eating junk food all day.
Right.
And we're constantly junk attention, junk information. And as a result, we get a junk experience. And so we really need to, this is that one thing that I would like to say, that we really need to become integrated. Integrate yourself into the moment. Get engaged. Get engaged.
So it really is, the overall message is really the power of the here and the now. If you can learn how to disengage from all of the other, all of the other things that take you away from that one goal, I mean, you could really accomplish a lot within your life. You could accomplish that happiness that so many people are striving for and never seem to get to, but it really is, it all comes down to the here and the now, doesn't it?
It does. Well, time is a mental construct, okay? So when we get out of our minds and get fully engaged into the present moment, we experience timelessness. We change, we transform our relationship to time. It never fails. I work with so many people, whether it's professional athletes or super duper 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 busy entrepreneurs or business people, and they never have time for anything for themselves. I don't have enough time. I got to do this. I got to do that. There's never enough time in the day. And then as soon as they give themselves permission to have time, even 15 minutes, it's amazing that, what, like I said, it could be some form of a meditational thing. It could be, there's a wide, wide range of things that we could do and practice.
Sure.
And as soon as they do it, all of a sudden they start having more time. Oh my gosh, I'm getting things done way faster, much more efficient than I thought. Things are happening. It's like the universe conspires on my behalf. It's somehow things are falling into my lap. I'm finding myself with even more time during the day. It's amazing how we transform our sense of time, something that we perceived as being so scarce, and we capture it, we take control, and we create more of it in this way.
Oh, famous last words on Transforming Health by D. Damien Vaughn. If anyone wants more information on Damien and what he does, please go to his website. It's www.DamienVaughn.com. That's DamienVaughn.com. Damien, I just want to take this moment to thank you for doing what you do. We need more people that are spreading, you know, very positive, very health-enhancing messages out there. So thank you for what you do and as well as you do it, and we're going to have you back as soon as your books are ready.
All right. Thanks so much, Brad, and wishing all the best to those out you, and hopefully I'll see you on the path someday soon.
Absolutely. You take care, my friend. And next week we have another unbelievable guest. He's the one and only Dr. John DeMartini. He'll be with us live next Wednesday, and we'll be talking about further ways to enhance your life, take your life to the next level. We'll be discussing a lot about this in the year 2012, and my goal is to really take my life to the next level. I mean, I'm not where I need to be, and most people are really not, so it's just realizing that life is a journey, and as long as we're able to, you know, constantly try to facilitate where we want to become in our lives. And I wish the best for all of you. I want to thank you very much for listening to the show today, and welcome you back next week. So thanks. Go out. Have yourself an unbelievable week, and we'll see you in a very short period of time.
Thank you for tuning in to Transforming Health with Brad King. Be sure to join us again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Looking forward to next week. Now, with your newfound energy, go out and make it work for you.